Laboratory Protection presents Rudy Valley.
Your time is my time.
There's no time like our time, and no one like you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Rudy Valley welcoming you to another SEAL test program. Tonight, our stars' dressing rooms are crammed with stellar stuff. Lovely Shirley Ross, Larry Adler, the world-famous harmonica virtuoso, currently playing at the Roxy Theater, Pick and Pat, Rose King, and that beloved Bojangles of Harlem, Bill Robinson. Tonight, our story takes us down along the Mississippi. Our hero is a minstrel man whose name we do not know. Why or how he came to do the first minstrel show, we may never find out. But I like to think of him as a man who liked to bring laughter and happiness to millions of people. I like to think that he perhaps loved a girl, that she loved him. Maybe she owned a broken-down steamboat on the Mississippi. In fact, that's our story.
Join that shuffle and frolic along. Oh, can't you hear that music and song? It's simply great, great, waiting on the levee, waiting for the robber he lives.
Shirley, Shirley.
Who is it?
It's me, honey, Rudy, the hot patootie.
Come in, dear.
Are you ready to go to the dance, honey?
Oh, I can't tonight, darling. I just got to stay here on the boat.
Oh, but Shirley, I had such a good time planned for us. Why, honey, I even...
Rudy?
Yes?
You didn't.
Yes, I broke open my piggy bank.
Oh, Rudy, you shouldn't have. Well, I can't go with you. I've got to stay in the cabin here and do some figuring.
Now, what kind of figuring can keep you? Wait a minute. You're not going to try to sell the boat again.
What else can I do? Since Dad passed away, the boat hasn't carried a single shipment of cotton. I've held out as long as I can.
There must be some way.
Darling, there is one way.
What's that?
Well, you know, lots of married couples live on riverboats.
They do?
Uh-huh. Doesn't that give you an idea?
Darling, you mean...
Yes.
We'll do it.
Oh, Rudy.
We'll sell the boat to a married couple.
Rudy, I don't think you love me.
Oh, certainly I do, Shirley. And I'd ask you to marry me right now, but...
But what?
Well, we're broke.
Oh, what's the difference? We can live on the boat.
What do we eat? Mississippi mud? No, no, darling. Someday an idea will come to me that'll make this boat a gold mine, and then...
Someday.
Maybe tomorrow. It's a lovely day tomorrow. Tomorrow is a lovely day. Come and feast your tear-dimmed eyes on tomorrow's clear blue skies. If today your heart is weary, if every little thing looks gray, just forget your troubles and learn to say, tomorrow is a lovely day.
Shirley, who's that fellow dancing?
Oh, that's Bill Robinson, one of our old servants.
Hi there, Miss Shirley.
Well, Bill, I thought you'd left. I told you I have no money to pay you with.
That's all right, Miss Shirley. This is one bill your father left that you don't have to pay.
Oh, that's sweet of you, Bill. What are all those people doing down there on the dock?
Just come down to watch me work.
Work? What work?
Well, you see, I was just giving your boat the once over to see that everything was copacetic, kind of testing, you see. Of course, when I tap on the rail kind of fail. Tap on the heel, heel and toe. Tap on the front, sound like a tunnel. Tap on the hatch, may need a patch. But I can't be sure this boat ain't a wreck till I do some taps up on the deck. Boat's corpus.
Look, Rudy, the crowd loves it. They're throwing pennies on the deck.
Pennies?
Rudy, come back here.
Shirley Lou, I've got it. A great idea.
What is it?
A show on a boat.
I told you I'd get an idea. We'll take the boat down the river and put on a show in every town. We'll pick up acts as we go along. Bill will dance and the crowd will throw money. Then I'll sing.
Yes, and then the crowd will throw... Well, we can always eat grapefruit. Oh, Rudy, it's a wonderful idea. It'll be so romantic. Well, we'll be like the wandering minstrels.
Minstrels? Minstrels. That's what we'll call it, a minstrel show. Bill, push off from this dock.
But, Rudy...
Honey, don't you worry your head about a thing. Let's get this boat moving. New Orleans, here we come.
Now, while we wait for the minstrel show to get underway, let's have a word about another great old American institution, ice cream.
And great news it is. Folks, for September, Seal Test has created a new ice cream that tops them all. It's Choc Glow, the Seal Test ice cream of the month. Let me see if I can describe it. Well, it's a vanilla ice cream, smooth, creamy, and flavorful. But here's a surprise. All through it are delicious morsels of chocolate chip molasses candy. That favorite of every candy lover. Oh, just wait till you taste how that chocolate molasses candy blends with the ice cream.
But folks, you don't have to wait. Just around the corner or down the street from you, there are dealers selling Seal Test supervised ice cream. Why not send out for a pint or two right now? Be sure to ask for Choc Glow. That's C-H-O-C-G-L-O. The delicious ice cream creation of Seal Test. Made according to Seal Test laboratory requirements of quality and purity. And supervised by Seal Test men in white. In a few moments, we'll tell you the names of the Seal Test milk and other dairy products in your community. But now, back to our minstrel show. We find the showboat approaching a dock along the Mississippi.
Those banjos. I'm going ashore and talk to those two boys, honey. You wait here.
All right, Rudy, but don't offer them too much money.
Don't worry, honey.
Well, I'm not really worried.
Say, boys.
Yes, mister.
How'd you two boys like to get paid for playing those banjos?
You mean us going to be actors?
That's right.
Well, snap my garter and call me Paris. Course, I was an actor, but my friend Pick him.
Yeah, now, wait a minute, Pat.
Huh?
You know you is too ignorant and dumb to act.
Ooh, I'm dumb.
Certainly you is dumb. I bet you, full bitch, you can't even spell birdcage.
Boy, put your money where your mouth is. B-I-R-D, bird, hyphen, C-A-G-U-E, birdcage.
Hey, wait a minute. What's that hyphen in there for?
That's for the bird to sit on.
Now, come on,
John.
I'll sit on you in a minute.
Give me my four.
Well, I'll give
now.
It to you.
Well, all right, I bet you 2-1 you don't never give it to me.
2-1?
Yeah.
Man, I can get 3-1 around the corner. What you talking about?
You now, boys, stop quarreling. I can use you both. Now, here's what you do. Come along with me.
Rudy, honey, listen to that boy play that harmonica. Say, do you think we might get him for the show?
Well, it might take a little salesmanship. But you know me, Rudy, the super salesman. Hey, young fella, I'm running a minstrel show and I'm going to offer you a great opportunity.
I'll take it.
I wish you'd come with us. It's a fine chance, too.
Okay, I'll take the job.
Now, look, won't you reconsider? I won't take no for an answer.
I'm telling you, I want the job.
See that, Shirley? Salesmanship.
Oh, I'm so excited. Just think, Rudy, we're actually in New Orleans, and our show goes on tonight.
And what a show. Bill Robinson to dance, Larry Adler to play the harmonica, Pick and Pat, Madame Dulcini. We can't miss.
Madame Dulcini?
Oh, I meant to keep it a secret. Yes, honey, Madame Dulcini. I wired her and she's coming all the way from New York to sing for us. One of the most famous singers on Broadway.
Oh, you're wonderful, Rudy.
Salesmanship, honey, just salesmanship.
Gee, I hope nothing goes wrong.
Wrong? What could go wrong? Why, we have everything in our favor, a terrific cast, a fine show.
I know, but I'm worried, Rudy. Everything is rented and we're responsible for it. The scenery, the lights, the curtains, and those expensive French mirrors.
Hey, Joe, come up here on the ladder and help me with these two fancy mirrors.
What's that?
I says, Joe, come on up here and help me with these two mirrors.
I can't hear you.
I says, Joe. Never mind, Joe.
Oh.
Don't worry, dear. Don't worry. A couple of broken mirrors can't stop us. Come in. Oh, hello, Bill.
Captain Rudy, I'm afraid I'm not going to be in the show tonight.
Not going to be in the show? Why?
My makeup is running all over my clothes.
Oh, Rudy, what'll we do?
Don't worry. We'll get Bill in the show somehow. I've got to... Come in.
Say, Mr. Valley, I can't play tonight. I'm sorry.
What's the trouble?
Well, I just something inside of me. I can't play.
Something wrong, something inside of you?
Yeah, I swallowed my harmonica.
Oh, this is awful. The whole show is falling apart. Come in.
Yeah, you ears, too.
No, you're not.
Yeah, you ears.
I am not.
Tell me, you ears.
I am not.
Yeah, you ears, too. You ears.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Yeah, sir.
Now, what's the trouble?
The trouble is I ain't going to be on the show. That's what the trouble is. This year, no count baboon here, he won't rehearse with me. He is the laziest man in town.
The laziest man in town? Why do you say that?
Yes, well, all he do all day long is lay out there in the sun.
Now, how do you know?
Well, I lay there and watches him. Yeah, and doggone, you see, you is the lazy good for nothing.
Yeah,
don't you start flapping your trap at me, I'll knock you.
Well, I guess that's the end. The mirror, Bill's makeup, and now pick and pass.
Well, things might have been a lot worse, honey. Just think, the whole show might have been closed by the sheriff. Come in, sheriff. Oh, it isn't the sheriff. Honey, it's,
Madam Dolcini.
How do you do?
How do you do?
I hope you're feeling well, madam. Have you selected your song for tonight?
Oh, yes. Yes, would you like to hear it?
Yes, indeed, madam, right away, if it's not too much trouble.
Oh, thank you. Is so sweet in the springtime when blossoms are fragrant in May. And oh yes, that are coming can bring time to make me forget it and say, oh, I love you in my sweet December, the same as I love you today. I hope ever young will remember that day in May.
Sing without all that business.
What for? You and ruined my reputation in burlesque? Well, I swear.
Now, while our hero and heroine are struggling with their minstrel show, we pause a moment to tell you where to buy that treat of treats, Choc Glow ice cream. Here we go to all those communities where seal test supervised milk and ice cream are sold. Ready?
In New York City and suburbs, the seal test supervised milk is Sheffield Farm Sealect. The ice cream is Hydrox. In Staten Island, the seal test ice cream is Castles. In northern New Jersey, it's Castles and Moglia. And at Hydrox, Castles and Moglia dealers, you'll find that ice cream treat of a lifetime which Rudy Valley recommended. If ever there was a flavor combination that was different, unusual, and utterly delicious, it's Choc Glow. Our creation of chocolate chip molasses candy and vanilla ice cream. Remember, there's only one Choc Glow, and it's sold by Hydrox, Castles, and Moglia dealers. Just ask for the Seal Test Ice Cream of the Month. Sheffield Farms Company suggests you try Select Homogenized Milk, containing 400 added units of vitamin D. It's Seal Test Supervised. Now back to Captain Rudy's showboat, where the curtain's just about to rise.
Well, here it is, curtain time. Curtain time, Madame Dulcini turns out to be a whistler. Well, I guess you were right. This is the end. We might as well give up.
Now, wait a minute, darling. We're not licked yet. We can get along without Madame Dulcini.
I'm afraid we can't. I gave her top billing. People will come expecting to hear a great voice, and I can't disappoint them.
Oh, Buckup, we'll see this thing through somehow, Rudy.
Look for the silver lining when there a cloud appears in the blue. Remember somewhere the sun is shining, and so the right thing to do is make it shine for you. A heart full of joy and gladness will always banish sadness and
wonderful. You're marvelous. You're it.
What do you mean?
Your voice. You'll do the singing on this show.
You mean I'll be Madame Dulcini?
Certainly. I'll round up the rest of the acts. I'll get them to go on somehow. We'll give New Orleans the best darn minstrel show that ever hit the Mississippi River.
Darling.
On with the show!
Presenting the Southland Minstrel. Gentlemen, be seated. And now we present that golden voice baritone, that marvel from Maine, that steel test vagabond chocolate chalk glow drop, Lil Rudy.
Yeah, great day in the morning.
Rufus Rastus Johnson Brown, what you gonna do when the rent comes round? What you going to say? How are you going to pay? You'll never have a bit of sense for judgment day. You know rent means dough. Landlord's going to put us out in the snow. Rufus Rastus Johnson Brown, what you gonna do when the rent comes round?
Rufus Rastus Johnson Brown, what you gonna do when the rent comes round? What you gonna say?
How are you going to pay? Skitty beating, bolting, butter. Now, here, boy, how are you going to pay? What you going to say when the rent comes round? How are you
going to pay? Rufus, Francis, Johnson, Brown. Whoa, whoa, whoa. What you going to do when the rent comes round?
Hey, little Rudy.
Yes, Mr. Interlocutor.
Why is it you sit out on the front stoop every time your wife sings?
Why is it I sit out on the front stoop every time my wife sings?
Yes.
That's so the neighbors can see me and know that I ain't beating her.
Yes, 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 yes. That reminds me, speaking of your prowess as a ladies' man, what became of that girl I used to see you with in the hammock so much?
In the hammock?
Yes.
Oh, we fell out.
Yes, 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 yes. And now the world's greatest harmonica player, Mr. Larry Adler.
Thank you.
look at Mouth. What in the world's the matter with you, nohow?
Oh, don't talk to me thusly. I'm sick. I don't feel good.
Yeah, you do look like you got the punis. Why don't you go see a doctor?
Well, I saw a doctor.
What doctor did you see?
I saw doctor.
Don't ever see him. He ain't no good. Boy, the man you ought to see is doctor.
Oh, I saw him. He didn't do me much good as this short man did.
Yeah, well, what did he give you?
Well, he give me some.
Man, don't ever take them things. They'll kill you. What you ought to take is...
Boy, I took 4 bottles of it. Didn't do me much good as the little pink pills did.
Well, what did the doctor say you had?
He said I had...
I had the same thing.
You did?
Yeah, he rubbed some...
He rubbed that same stuff on me.
Don't it burn.
Hey, by the way, son, boy, I want to ask you something. How's everything down on the farm? How's all the cows and the horses and the pigs?
Oh, the pigs is all right. How's all your folks?
Oh, pretty good. Is you still raising chickens down there?
Well, I hope to kiss the bow-legged bum will be I'm raising chickens.
Look, chap.
Well, what is it, little Rudy?
I heard you all talk about chickens. Great, then, Ma. You don't know nothing about chickens.
No.
I had a little old hen who was positively smart.
You mean stand here with your bare face hanging out and tell me you got a smart hen? How smart is she, nohow?
Why, this little old hen is so smart. In the morning, she walks up to the kitchen door, jumps up on the stove, backs up to the frying pan and says, clack, 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 how many? Yuck.
Oh, man, that ain't nothing.
Ain't nothing?
No, you know, I had me a little old E-flat hen, too, and she was smart. Yeah, every time she see the man in the blue suit, she laid a blue egg. Yeah, and then when she see the man in the red suit, she laid a red egg. Yeah, but she ain't with us no more.
Great day. What happened?
Well, a man walked by in a checkered suit, and the little hen died trying to make good.
Hey! Enough, you say? That's tapping tenor Bojangles of Harlem, Bill Robinson.
Thank you, Mr. Rudy. I'm glad to be here, but you didn't call my right name.
But I did, Bill Robinson.
I mean that Richmond, Virginia name, Shine.
Oh, I never knew that.
Listen, and I'll tell you. When I was born, they christened me Plain Samuel Johnson Brown. I hadn't grown so very tall for some folks in the town. Had changed it all round to Sambo. Then I was Rastus to a few. Then that little name Chocolate Drop was added by some others that I knew. Now then, to cap the climax, I went strolling down the line when someone shouted, "Fellas, hey, come on and pike the shine." But I don't care a bit. Here's how I figured it. Say, my hair is curly and my teeth are pearly. It is just because I always wear a smile, and I'm sometimes dressed up in the latest style. Say, folks, I'm glad I'm leaving, and I take trouble smiling never while, just because my color shading slightly different, maybe. That's why they call me Shine. Cammy boy.
Come on along,
come on along,
let me take you by the hand, up to the man.
Suquamish River played. In ragtime, come on in here.
Come on in here.
Come on in here.
Come on in here.
Alexander's Ragtime Band. You'll hear the Suquamish River played in ragtime.
By Alexander's Ragtime Band.
Darling, they loved it.
I told you I'd turn this boat into a gold mine. Now all I got to do is to persuade you to marry me. And I'll do it, too.
I'll marry you, dear.
Darling, please say you will.
Yes, dear, as soon as you want.
Please reconsider, dear. I'll try to make you happy.
Yes, certainly, of course.
See that, honey? Salesmanship.
Come on along, come on along, and may we take you by the hand.
And you, Bill?
Rufus, Rastus, Johnson, Brown. What you gonna do when the rent come round?
Cause my hair is curly, that's why they call me Shine.
Bring back those simple days, yeah. Out of the long ago. Bring back those old faces in black. We all remember there were Prince Rosen Ware, Doc Taylor Evans, the boys we loved best. Although they're gone to rest, their memories stand. Bring back those names, strong men.
Thank you, ladies. Gentlemen, next week, Robin Hood with Gene Madden and Joe Penner. Until then, be sure to look for the red and white seal test symbol. This is Rudy Valley saying au revoir and good night.
Seal Test and its member companies are subsidiaries of National Dairy Products Corporation.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.